Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, my God. He looks more and more like Joe Randa with that haircut.
Yeah, he does.
Yep.
I'll take it.
It's a good look, man. I was shocked when I saw that this morning. Because I had the radio on listening to the fantasy stuff.
Heck yeah.
Driving around, driving a row, a quick trip to make bets with all you other suckers out there. I saw it.
That's almost over, though. You got about another month, right?
Sure.
Still don't think it's going to happen.
I'll believe it when I see it. Yeah. I'll believe it when it happens. But yeah, it's, you know, another edition this Sunday because I think the Chiefs play at 325. So Mac will be on at 9 o'clock this Sunday for your fantasy. Anybody that sticks out tonight fantasy wise? Because obviously the must starts are the obvious. Like you're starting Worthy, you're starting Rice, you're starting Kelsey, you're starting Merritt, you're starting Debo, and starting.
Probably Terry McLaurin still.
You got to.
Yep.
Right? Unless you're just loaded. But is there somebody that we're not mentioning? Like, is this a Tyquan Thornton stream week? Is this a...
Yeah, I think Bob maybe mentioned in his script, if you're in like a deep league and you're in need of a running back, Breshard Smith could be a play tonight. Like, if you don't have Pacheco or Kareem Hunt, like, Breshard Smith could be a guy. On the other end, not Bill Merritt to me, because the Chiefs do so well against running backs. Would not play Kroski Merritt tonight.
I am worried about that guy playing tonight because I have him on my squad. I'm like, I don't really have anybody else because half my squad's on a bye this week.
I mean, it's a lot of buys this week, right? Six teams on a bye. That's a big number. Yeah.
Every year, this is the killer week.
Would you rather just have them shut the league down for a week and give everybody the same bye week at the middle of the year like the All-Star break?
Textline loved that idea last week that you had.
Yeah, you shut it down for a week, right?
A lot of people said one AFC week, one NFC week, which I don't mind either.
I don't hate that at all. But, I mean, if you're going to do it and you want to do it the right way and you really talk about player safety, which is a scam in the NFL, that's the biggest joke after looking at that Pittsburgh field the other day. I mean, that thing was like, that looked like worse than the municipal courts out at wherever. I mean, like that was a municipal fairway that they had out there in Pittsburgh last night. All the divots were filled in with sand and all this kind of stuff. And we're going to talk about player safety in this league. Then maybe it's the best for everybody just halfway through the season, like after Halloween, the first Sunday after Halloween, when it's daylight savings time, we're turning the clocks back and everybody's groggy and everybody's body clock is messed up anyway. Give everybody that week off and then, you know, have kind of your all-star break and then restart this thing again the second Sunday in November and just have a, you know, just have one bye week where everybody's off the same. There's nobody that has an advantage, nobody that has a disadvantage. And you give everybody just that same week off. Everybody can catch their breath and then get back at it for the second half of the season and have a true first half and second half of the season in the NFL.
Or everybody gets two.
Well, that's coming, the 18-game schedule and whatnot. Because next year, the Super Bowl is the Sunday of President's Day weekend.
Mm.
So they're getting us ready for that 18-game schedule. Daytona 500 had to change their date because they didn't want to go head-to-head with the Super Bowl next year.
Wow.
So they moved their date. And the NFL's Super Bowl next year is the Sunday before President's Day. So everybody's going to have President's Day. Personally, being selfish, I hate that. I absolutely effing hate that. because as a Chiefs fan, we're always in the Super Bowl. And as somebody that works in this business, we ain't getting that day off. So keep the holiday before President's Day or the Super Bowl before President's Day. I'm being selfish on this one.
Speaking of holidays, someone had chimed in on the text line because we know this is the week of Halloween. If I can be a little bit of annoying, why were we doing Halloween this weekend?
Because it's over next weekend.
So you have 2 weekends now of Halloween?
Basically, yeah.
Thought the same thing.
I was like, we're doing trick-or-treating and trunk-or-treat on the weekend before, but Halloween's on a Friday.
Look, dude, there's a bunch of towns in New Jersey right now that want trick-or-treating done on Thursday, and like 5 or 6 towns in Ocean County, New Jersey have moved trick-or-treating to Thursday, which makes no sense to me whatsoever. Friday's the perfect day for kids to go trick-or-treating. You don't have to get up in the morning and go to school.
Exactly.
So these people in their infinite... Now, I will say this. In New Jersey, there's something called Mischief Night, and that was always the night before Halloween. You went out and you TP'd houses and all that kind of stuff.
But, high schoolers go crazy a little bit.
Yeah, and it's really, it's only in New Jersey. I've never seen it anywhere else. It's like a New Jersey holiday. So maybe they're trying to stem that a little bit, but I don't know why you wouldn't want kids in elementary school trick-or-treating on a Thursday when this holiday sets itself up for a Friday. It's stupid.
My buddies and I, we golfed on Saturday, and we came with because I brought this up with them, and we came up with a conclusion on when Halloween should be. Make it the last Friday in October.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Why not?
We observe every other holiday out there with the exception of Christmas, right?
And Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but that's not a set, it's a fourth Thursday in November. It's never a set date or anything like
Halloween
that.
On a Friday, you can knock 2 things out. You can have your kids go out and trick or treat with all your, because like that's what a lot of my friends do nowadays is they're all their kids will meet up at somebody's house. They'll go through their neighborhood and they'll walk around, you know, cocktails in hand. Some guys got cocktails at the door. And then bring all the kids back, let them do their candy stuff, and then have your adult Halloween party at the house. And you're already in costume.
Yep.
And then Saturday, you got the whole day. If you don't handle the next day very well, then you got the day to rest. Or you have kids soccer and football and basketball and volleyball and all that stuff. But I do think Halloween should be the last Friday of the year, of October. But somebody brought this up from the 913. How do you guys feel about Halloween parties at work? I personally am excited to arrive at work as Gandalf the Grey.
Let's go.
But there seems to be minimal participation. What are you guys going to wear for your Halloween costume?
I'm not a Halloween guy. Nothing. You're going to look at it's Red Friday.
Yeah, Red Friday, that's what you're dressing up as?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have Chiefs gear on. It's Friday, you know? And so
you should come into work as Speck.
I should, yeah, exactly. Look confused and like, what is going on?
Hello, America.
We should all just dress up as different versions of Speck.
Yeah. What are you? I'm Spectre today.
I'm Inspector.
A lot of depression. God.
Yeah, Halloween's is not my whatever. It is what it is.
Love it.
Do you?
I think it's fun, but you're going to dress up, you said.
I will, yeah. I'll have a costume on Friday. And then I'm that guy, man. I live in an older neighborhood. I have the candy outside the door. We release it. But speaking of candy, we made a lot of money to buy that candy this past week with our NFL parlay.
Yep.
Bob had Jackson Dart over 0.5 passing touchdowns.
Smash.
That hit. I had Ja'Marr Chase over 7.5 receptions.
Smash.
That hit. He had 11. And Mac had Drake May for over 223.5.
Smash.
That hit. You pulled them all together for one three-leg parlay. It was plus 383, fellas. Let's stay hot.
Yeah. Woo.
Bob, what's your leg of your cheese parlay, which is brought to you by Circa Sports? Sports betting the way it should be is coming soon to Missouri with Circa Sports. Bob, what is it?
Kelsey, anytime touchdown. Okay. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's tight end day, baby. Let's get this thing going.
You know it is because Kittle was mad he got robbed of his second tight end.
I know. These guys play big on tight end day. Travis is going to have a day.
Okay.
I agree. I'll stick right there. Kelsey over 3.5 catches, minus 136. Let's do it.
All right.
And I'm going to take Juju Smith-Schuster over 15.5 yards. Again, one play. All three of those together, plus 380. The one we won in the NFL this past week, plus 383. Coincidence?
Ooh.
I think not. Keep riding the hot hand, man. You know Travis getting in there tonight. You know he is.
Yes, he is.
I mean, come on. I mean, I think, didn't Mark Andrews score a touchdown? Kate Otten scored a touchdown.
Yep. Almost. They called it back.
Oh, they did call it back because he said it was down at the one.
It was on my whiteboard. It was on my bets.
Tucker Kraft went nuts last night.
Yeah, he did.
Tight end.
Great day.
Right? So, let's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
See if Travis Kelce can keep the trend going. Again, it's Max got Kelce over 3.5 receptions. I've got Juju Smith-Schuster over 15.5 yards. And Bob has Travis Kelce anytime touchdown. All three put together for a parlay is plus 380. And that is brought to you by Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be is coming to Missouri soon with Circa Sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.